Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware, either on a train or by car.
The train leaves the station at 8 Monday morning. Therefore, as long as we get the DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour before we hit the edge of the ravine, we'll instantaneously arrive at a point in time where the bridge is completed.
What about the locomotive? It'll be a spectacular wreck.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
First light this morning when you saw the pictures of actually what that bridge looks like with the barge slammed into it there. What were your initial thoughts?
Well, it was something out of an action movie. It's something you never think you would see, and there's no one should have to endure. And I'm going to be the first to ask that CNN and everyone else stop showing the video.
Yeah, don't show that.
Fair enough.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
All right. They since Brandon was in Raleigh today, they decided to let KJP go on the big AM radio station in Charlotte, WBT. And I guess the host did not show her the proper respect, did he? Or at least that was her interpretation of what happened, was it not, Taylor?
Yeah, he asked, like, the questions that everybody wants to ask. And he even mentioned that these are people's top-of-mind questions everybody's asking.
And she finally hung up on him. But yep. we'll play the whole thing. I'm pretty sure that's an Intercon station, which means it's now owned by George Soros. So whoever the host is, you're fired. And let me tell you, it's the best thing that could ever happen to you. I tried to get fired for 7 years there, and they wouldn't let me go. Anyway, it's, we'll have that after. And we will have Turtle Boy on at 6:05. And there's some weird stuff in this ruling by the judge to let the Karen Reed trial go forward. I mean, I keep reading this. There's this one sentence in there. I can't make heads or tails of it. I just keep reading it over and over again. Usually I can figure something out after three or four tries, no matter how convoluted it is. Even if Brandon says it, I can figure it out. But I can't. I'll try to get Turtle Boy's interpretation of it when we get him on. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
If a racist bridge collapses into a river, could that be considered reparations?
I did learn something new today in the preliminary report about the incident that came out. It
yes.
said the ship collided with the bridge. And I thought it was an error, but apparently collided and collided are different things. Collided means two objects have to be moving. Collided is one object is moving, the other is stationary.
I just learned something new myself. I thought, when I used to write stories, about car crashes, the verb I used was slam. A bridge, a boat slammed into a bridge. Allied. Okay.
Who was navigating that boat down in Baltimore? Kendra Lara?
There's a good local reference. Kendra Lara, the now former Boston City Councilor who drove up onto the smashed into a house on Center Street, I think, in Jamaica Plain. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one Thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
Yes, this message is for Horatio Koche, a.k.a. the Coos. Hola. This is your state caseworker calling to let you know you've been pre-approved for the following benefits as a newcomer to this country. Free hotel room, 3 meals a day, free on-site medical, free on-site dental, special Ramadan diet, free same-day dry cleaning.
5 minutes later.
Free cell phone, free housekeeping.
The mailbox is full.
I was wondering how far he was going to go. He was just reading down my list. And that list is still available, by the way, at HowieCarShow.com. And it's a list of freebies for illegals. It's gotten more hits than anything we've put on in a long time. But pass it around, especially to your liberal friends.
Well, looks like Brandon's bridge from the East Coast to Hawaii has met with some misfortune.
Did he ever have a bridge from the East Coast to Hawaii? We mentioned the railroad from the Pacific Ocean to the Indian Ocean. I didn't know we had a bridge from Hawaii.
Before I drove an 18-wheeler, I used to be the captain of an electric cargo ship, and I never hit any bridges. Shiver me timbers.
Did you find any pieces of eight on the ship, Captain Brandon?
After Plug's election, they took the occasion to aid and abet in our country's invasion. And then without shame, they say Trump's to blame. Yet again proving the swamp's skill at evasion.
I'm sure that at some point, and I'm serious about this, that at some point in the next 24 hours, Trump will be blamed in some form for the ship allying with the I'm using the terminology of the NTSB.
Alighting.
Alighting will be accused of causing the alighting of the ship and the bridge.
Wow, I didn't realize Boeing made cargo ships.
Oh, wait, no one's mentioned the Fenghua Bus Company either, but I guess that's because there was no fire on the boat.
Howie, Sheldon Whitehouse calling. How dare you criticize that young skier who is a subject matter expert on climate science? Obviously, he knows the science because he skis on snow. We did a thorough background check on him, and not only does he not have any mentions of boofing in his yearbook, but he looks like a member of Billy's Beach Club, suffering succotash.
He does look like a member of their beach club. He certainly does. There's no doubt about that. Someone tweeted out after he did it, he said, the reason I'm here is because I'm a skier and I noticed the snow was less snowy. But here's the Daily Mail. This is what the hippie, his name is Schumacher, he told the Daily Mail. I was definitely a little bit flustered. And then he talked about the tweets about, abolishing the police. On reflection, I retweeted those things during the time around George Floyd's killing and the unrest and that high emotion around that time. It was especially a show of support for the black community. I don't know. Maybe the police shouldn't be abolished. Can we quote you on that, you filthy hippie?
Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, that alone makes him racist.
I think we all agree the bridge is we're gonna get a new bridge and we're gonna get a new name for the bridge. I'm surprised it hadn't been changed already.
I was surprised Brandon didn't say he's got great memories, pun intended, of going across the Francis Scott Key Bridge with his old Amtrak friend Angelo Negri.
And don't forget the gay guy on the club car, the dining car, who just sat down and told him he was gay. And don't forget Casey Jones, the engineer.
Hey, Howie.
He was a friend of Hunter Biden's, Casey Jones. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Howie. It looks like Hunter's ship has just come in.
Is this going to delay the trial? Make it hard for the prosecutors? The trial's in Delaware, isn't it? But they got till June, so maybe not.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand-new Chump Line every night, you can. We have one every weeknight. It's posted around 7 p.m. Chop Chumps. It's where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. It's the second Chump Line of the day. And you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
Yes, this message is for Horatio Coche, a.k.a. the Coos. Hola. This is your state caseworker calling to let you know you've been pre-approved for the following benefits as a newcomer to this country. Free hotel room, 3 meals a day, free on-site medical, free on-site dental, special Ramadan diet, free same-day dry cleaning.
5 minutes later.
Free cell phone, free housekeeping.
The mailbox is full.
What I want to know is why do they need life coaches? They've all died and gone to heaven here in civilization. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after this short break. Howie Carr is back.
People are texting in saying, where can they get the list of the freebies for illegal aliens? Just go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and it's right there on the front, list of freebies for illegals. And there's also my column from the day before, but if you just want the list, it's right there, list of freebies for illegals. Should I tell them any more, Taylor, or should that be enough?
Yeah, it's on the front page. Emma's going to put it back up if it's not already there.
Yeah, if you don't see it, we'll put it back up on the top, so you'll see it right on the home page, so you can check it out. It's worth sending to people. It's just, and again, the state hasn't denied anything that I wrote in it, and we posted it first on Saturday, and now it's Tuesday, and no denials. So, if anything, we probably missed a few things. Today's poll question is brought to you by Local Silver Met, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com. That's localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is will Ronna Romney McDaniel be fired by MSNBC? Yes, no, or she'll stay on the payroll but will never appear on air.
She'll stay on the payroll but will never appear on air.
37% say she'll be a no-show. 51% say, yes, she will be fired. 12% don't think she'll be fired.
All right. So this is from WBT. That's the big talk station in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's owned by George Soros' group, or he's one of the owners of it. So they're not gonna look kindly upon this, I don't think. So KJP was being interviewed by news director Mark Garrison on the midday show, and this runs about 3 minutes, but it's pretty funny. Taylor tells me, and I'm sure from what I hear, it This is at WBT this afternoon, Charlotte.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? And so before I move on from that, does he?
Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how focused he's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm not even going to take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Gas prices and grocery prices, then, big topics here in North Carolina. How does Mr. Biden win votes when people don't have as much disposable income?
Look, the president understands. He grew up in a middle-class family, a working-class family in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He gets it. He understands how difficult it is for Americans who are sitting around their kitchen table every month trying to figure out what they're going to pay for. You have to remember, when the president walked into this administration, there were multiple crises happening. There was COVID. There was the economy was in the tailspin because of the last administration, because of what the President Trump left us with. Now you're asking me about gas prices. The president took action on gas prices. Let's not forget, Russia's invasion on Ukraine skyrocketed prices of gas. And because the president took action, we are in a different place than we were a year ago on gas prices. Eggs, milk, seafood products, all the important groceries, those costs have gone down because of what this president has been able to do. And with that, thank you so much, Mark. Have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow. Wow.
And she hung up.
Wow. I mean, Mark, I am nominating you to get a press corps badge, and you need to go to the White House. I'm sorry, but you asked 3-4 incredibly salient, important questions that are all front of mind, nothing out of bounds, no baba booey or anything
incredibly
like that,
insulting.
Right? And you did it exactly right on. And I don't understand the fragility of this person. I mean,
Now there is an interview that needs to be transcribed when she says, I'm not going to, I truly, truly, really, 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 truly, truly. You know, Matt, see if you can get that part where she talks about the truly, truly, really, really. That, and he's done so much on the gas prices. The gas prices are so, so great. And there was an economic crisis. There was an economic crisis when he took office. The inflation rate was, 1.4%? Gas prices were $2.11 per gallon. That's a crisis, baby. And don't you forget it. You think she'll be doing any more radio interviews? I hope Mark Garrison enjoyed that, because, you know, George Soros, is he going to send his son down to North Carolina, to Charlotte, to fire Mark Garrison for asking those questions, or will George himself handle it? 844-500-4242. 603. How long after he leaves the Oval Office will the announcement be made that he actually has dementia? Is there any question about it? I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Gateway Pundit, I guess, posted my list this week. Thanks for the texter who told me that.
American Thinker did as well.
Oh, American Thinker? Oh, that's great. Look at the crazy list of things illegal immigrants get for free in liberal Massachusetts. So check it out if you can. 844. I hope to have more stuff like this in the future. I'd like to get some photographs from inside one of these flop houses, but I don't want to endanger any of the staff that they need their jobs just like we all do. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says that was painful to listen to and torturous. I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny myself. I enjoyed it. Transgender female darts player wins women's event, sparks fury. Transgender darts player Noah Lynn Van Leeuwen.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
It's a guy. It's a guy. Won titles against both men and women in the same week and immediately came under fire for being allowed to compete against female opponents. She won a women's event on Saturday. Came more than a week after she won a mixed competition after guys named John Henderson, Cam Crabtree, and Titus Kanick. Okay. That's transgender darts players. Illegal alien allegedly kills Michigan woman in carjacking gone wrong.
Wait. Shouldn't the transgender dart player be playing with darts that don't have needles on them?
You're the wizard of woke. I don't get it.
The roles should be reversed. The darts should also be transgender, so remove the proper appendage to even.
Oh, I see. Well, that would make it difficult to for them to.
Therein lies my point.
She has purple hair too. I put that in Howie's homework. If you want to check him. Now I get blasted on the text line. It's not a her. It's a him. I know it. An illegal alien from Mexico has been accused of killing a 25-year-old Michigan woman. She looks like Ruby Garcia. She's of Mexican descent, it looks like, but she's from Michigan, in a drunk carjacking attempt. Brandon, another Brandon. There's so many Brandons in the news today. Brandon, the mayor of Baltimore, the mayor of Chicago, the president of the United States, and now Brandon Ortiz Vitti. A 25-year-old illegal from Puebla, Mexico. He will be arraigned on charges of homicide / open murder, carjacking, felony firearm, illegally carrying a concealed weapon, operating while intoxicated, and driving on a suspended or revoked license. Celebrate diversity. They're only here to kill the Michigan women that Americans can't be bothered killing. 844-500-4242. You need before and after pictures of the flop houses. In some cases, we go out there and we take pictures of the signs being covered up. A lot of the signs of the flop houses, they used to be motels, you know, Comfort Inn, Holiday Inn, Motel 6. The signs are all covered up now, and in some cases they have closed to the public on the front door. Although when we take pictures of them, the signs immediately come down. 844-500-4242. A 31-year-old New York PD cop was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop in Queens Monday evening. Jonathan Diller, a married father of a 1-year-old boy, was shot in the stomach after he tried to remove the suspect, identified by sources as 34-year-old Guy Rivera in Far Rockaway. Guy Rivera. Don't know if he's a illegal or not. Shot down in cold blood. He has a record as long as his arm. He was last released from a New York prison in 2021 after serving 5 years behind bars for criminal possession of a controlled substance. Another shooter was arrested on gun charges last April, but was out on the street. This is another guy who was arrested in the case. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Just all the talk radio, news media, hear nonstop about Bumbling Joe Biden that can't even change his own diaper. I haven't heard Obama mentioned in years. And the guy never left D.C. What other president in the history of our country never left D.C.?
No one.
And can somebody at least talk about it? Shine a light? What's the guy up to? What's he actually really doing?
Well, I think we all suspect that he's actually calling the shots. And didn't he fantasize at one point that he'd like to just be in his basement with a cell phone calling the shots? And it looks like that's what he's doing. I don't know. No one really knows who's calling the shots for sure, for positive. But it's certainly not Joe Biden. He does have dementia. And she said he's a historic president. That's what KJP said. And the texters are asking me, does she mean his dementia is historic? It's certain. I mean, you know, Reagan was starting to lose it at the end of his second term, but he'd been shot. You know, and this is historic. Reagan had it totally together compared to Biden. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
See, that was a great question that reporter asked. KJP.
Those were two great questions. Dementia and, how is he going to get votes when the price of food and gasoline is out of sight?
But, you know, it's scary, like the situation that Joe's in. I mean, he definitely has dementia. I'm not a physician, but I've gone through, you know, the last 6 months with my mother, who was diagnosed probably a couple of years ago with dementia, and she kind of had some, you know, just kind of quirky, you know, memory failure. And, you know, nothing serious. But then this fall, she started to fall a lot, you know, like Joe Biden, but, you know, probably a little worse. And she ended up in the hospital, and something just kind of snapped with my mother. I mean, like, she doesn't know anything now. Like, she doesn't know anyone's name or, you know, where she is or anything like that. She's in a nursing home. But, you know, the point is, my mother's 82, and it's going to be the same, or it could very well be the same with Joe Biden. I mean, when he really snaps,
Alan, if you listen to him from even like 5 years ago, at the start of the 2020 campaign, he had lost a lot off his fastball then, but it's like, you know, he's 30 years older. He's like 100 years old now compared to what he was 5 years ago. You know, he's really, I mean, this is not something you come back from. You know, you break a leg and you exercise and do physical therapy and your mobility comes back. You that doesn't happen with your brain, Alan. You know that from your mother, right?
It definitely doesn't. And, you know, people ask me, it's like, oh, when's your mother getting out of the nursing home? I'm like, she cannot even be outside. I mean, she's in a, you know, a memory ward, so she's locked in.
Right.
But it's scary. I mean, this, you know, like I said, she's the exact same age as Biden, and it can happen, you know, very quickly. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yeah, no, we got some more cuts from. Thanks for the call, Alan. We got some more cuts here from Biden and I guess Kamala Harris was with him in Raleigh. So, cut 11.
Because Roy Cooper never gave up, North Carolina finally expanded Medicare coverage.
I don't know what the hell he was saying. Cut 2, or cut 12.
And now they just released the budget again. 120 or 160, I'm not sure how many of the House members put out their budget for next year. They want to get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act again. But I got news for them. We're going to stop them again.
Okay. Do it!
Whisper into a yell. Cut 15.
That meant a cancer patient could be halfway through chemo when they reached the cap and their insurance cut out. I'm serious. I know it sounds hard to believe. None of you kept, pray God you hadn't had to go through that. But companies have stopped covering, and that life was put in danger. They just cut off the insurance.
Companies have stopped. Cut 17.
25 million low-income adults have gained Medicaid coverage because of ACA.
Medicaid coverage. Hunter has always had Medicaid comfort. He's always medicated himself. He's self-medicated his coverage. Cut 19.
Now, that's not just saving seniors money. As I said, it's saving taxpayers. And the federal deficit is down by $160 million for the next 10 years. Medicare no longer have to pay exorbitant big prices.
Down 100, the deficit is down $160,000, and then he changed it exorbitant for cut 18.
Folks, I want to extend those savings to everyone who needs life-saving insulin.
Do you know anyone who needs life-saving insulin, Taylor?
Not at the moment, no.
There's nothing worse than in this United States of America, someone who needs life-saving insulin can't get insulin.
Severe shortage this time of year, I hear.
Because of the pollen. That's what it's about. Cut 20.
And by the way, the pharmaceutical company will still make billions of dollars. They're not going to go broke.
Cut 16.
It's because we're making the ACA stronger, more affordable, ACA enrollment.
ACA remolement is up. Do you know anyone who's remolled in the Affordable Care Act? You know, you get that mole taken off by a dermatologist, and the mole comes back, you're remolled. Go back to the dermatologist.
Quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Yeah. You keep getting remolds, and you're going to need some insulin. There's no question about that. 844-500-4242. If you're like me, you need your sleep. Not 5 or 6 hours. I'm talking about 7 or 8 blissful hours of uninterrupted sleep. And there's one thing that makes my night complete. That's MyPillow's famous Giza Dream Sheets. These are the best sheets I've ever slept on. They're luxurious, ultra-soft, and breathable. They come in a variety of sizes and stylish colors. And right now, for a limited time, Howie fans can get a queen-size set of sheets for $59.98 and a king-size set of sheets for just $69.98. These are the lowest prices in MyPillow history. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. You'll even get 60% off the original oh-so-comfortable My Slippers. Sleep better than ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get comfort and savings. You can also call them at 800-658-4965. Don't forget the code Howie. Don't love them? Don't worry. MyPillow has a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Listen to the Howie Carr Show from anywhere.
Egads, what sorcery is this?
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click listen to start streaming Howie live in crystal clear high definition.
I'm whispering right in your ear, buzz, 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 buzz.
He's
Howie Carr.
Did Rona get fired? People are texting me Rona got fired. I don't see it on the New York Post website yet. How could they fire her? She signed a contract. She didn't do anything. They have to pay her, I think, at the very least. 844-500-4242. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, my mom turns 89 next week, and it's sad to see, but when they get to a certain age, she just exponentially, it's like week by week, you just see her slowing down even more, and especially when it comes to the balance and especially the speech. I mean, my dog's name is Duffy, and she calls me Duffy all the time. You know, but then she's like, oh, damn. You know, but it's sad, but like, this guy's the friggin' president. Get him out of here. What
I know.
Are you doing?
I know. No, you're right. It's not a good situation. And the vice president is not bright. And she doesn't have the excuse of dementia. I mean, he was never bright, but she's really, really dumb. And plus, she may have other problems that we don't know about. Thanks for the call. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I have a question for you. Do you make your living by making fun of people who have a disability? Because President Biden had a stuttering disability when he was
Oh, that's this isn't stuttering. Steve, you know damn well this isn't stuttering. No, you're not on MSNBC here.
Are you going to let me talk? Are you going to let me talk?
But it's BS. Go ahead and talk for a while.
He's not stuttering, but I knew people that stuttered. And
so he's not stuttering, but you're telling me it's a stuttering problem.
They would have trouble with their words when they weren't stuttering because that's what stuttering does to you. I'm just surprised that somebody on a national platform like you would act like, let's see, when Trump was president or when he was running for
president. Do you think that Joe Biden is sane? Do you think that Joe Biden does not have dementia? How do you explain this story how he went into the public defender's office in Delaware, and the story is totally false?
My mind's going blank now.
He made it up totally, and he said it under oath. But you're saying it's okay.
How about when Trump was talking and he used
even James Carville said there's no comparison. He said Trump has an occasional word salad. Everybody has an occasional word salad. But obviously Biden is not all there. He's not all there, Steve. You can't pretend that he is.
And he's senile.
You
have evidence that says he's not all there. A test that shows it.
Do I have any evidence? Yes.
Yeah.
I have about a million sound cuts. What did KJP say? I watch him every day. Everybody watches him every day, and we see it. He's lost it. He can't talk. He can't walk off the stage. He slips going up the steps of Air Force One. They gave him shorter steps and he still couldn't handle it. We'll be back with Turtle Boy in just a moment. I'm Howie Carr.
Biden's losing it.